The National Park Service estimates that up to 70 archaeological sites on its western land are looted or vandalized each year. Finding and prosecuting these crimes can be a challenge for law enforcement. Today in Las Vegas, a federal judge will sentence the last of five defendants in the nation's largest archaeological theft investigation. From Nevada Public Radio, Kai Plascon reports the case offers a rare look into a common crime.
David Peeler and Frank Embry were digging for signs of the past in a remote section of Death Valley National Park a couple of years ago. Apparently, they'd been digging on public lands for years, collecting Native American artifacts. At least that's what they told the park ranger who happened to stop their Chevy truck on its way home. In the back, he found three metates, boulders with smooth holes worn in their surface where Native Americans once ground nuts. The chance encounter between the ranger and the vandals triggered a massive multi-state investigation of artifact theft. At a press conference in December, Assistant U.S. Attorney Margaret Stanish explained why so few of these crimes are prosecuted.
You basically need to have somebody witness the criminal activity, or a defendant who makes admissions, or quite frankly, they're just caught red-handed, which is what occurred in this case.
Agencies across the West formed a special task force. It spent 2 years and 10,000 hours tracking down the activities of Peeler, Embry, and three acquaintances. Over the years, the five stole 11,000 artifacts from public lands. Shards of pottery, pendants, figurines, woven sandals, spearheads, and even Indian bones. The commercial value of the items was estimated at about $21,000. But the fine levied against the defendants was much higher, Stanish says.
Approximately $500,000 is really a price that is determined by the archaeological value of the information that has been lost. And that's somewhat intangible. It's not something you can put on eBay and sell.
It's been illegal to take items off public land for nearly a century. But despite the law and recently enhanced penalties, private collecting's widespread. In fact, most Natural History Museum inventories of Native American artifacts were supplied by private collectors, according to Stephanie Maxim Kelly of the Smithsonian Museum of the Native American. She says public lands are most vulnerable to this kind of collecting.
People do that. There's nothing to prevent them from doing it. It's harmless, and it's most of the time it doesn't seem to impact anything.
No one prevented John Ligone of northern Nevada from picking up an 800-year-old petroglyph from the desert and sticking it in his front yard for decoration. Now he's being prosecuted. His attorney, Scott Freeman, thinks the federal government is too aggressively enforcing a relatively unknown law.
Maybe there should be a sign that says you may not take arrowheads from this seemingly desolate area. So, I mean, it's one of those kinds of issues that are really going to be litigated in our case. Mr. Ligone is an otherwise law-abiding citizen who meant no ill will or ill intent.
Signs are slowly going up at some of the tens of thousands of documented archaeological sites around the nation. Don't erase signs of the past, they say. But without enough resources to put signs up and police literally millions of archaeological sites, land management agencies are recruiting volunteers to monitor at least some of the nation's cultural resources for signs of looting. For NPR News, I'm Kai Plascon in Las Vegas.